ध्यायामोदप्लावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So in the previous shloka, in the fifth shloka, we learnt a particular raga called Todi, and we spoke about, like Shankara spoke about Kamadeva or Manmatha. Manmatha getting the power of deluding even the greatest of saints, because of his and his wife Rati Devi's devotion to Devi. So it is Devi who is the power behind Manmatha, making him delude even the greatest of saints. So in this shloka, Shankara elaborates on that. It's not elaborate in the real sense, but Shankara in the sixth shloka speaks about Kamadeva, how Kamadeva gains the power, how Kamadeva works. First thing Shankara explains is how Kamadeva works, how Kamadeva enters into deluding people, everyone in the world, and to as to how he gets the power from Devi, how Devi bestows her grace and power on to Manmatha. So it's a new concept of devotion. It is not exactly devotion, but the devotion of Manmatha, which leads to compassion bestowing of Devi, ensues here. And as to how Devi bestows her grace, this is another speciality of Devi. Generally, we say that any god when he bestows goodwill or grace over his devotee, then he looks. But here Devi's look is mentioned as different. And Shankara also will be mentioning that it is Devi's very minimal grace that helps Kamadeva in deluding great saints like Vishwamitra and others. So that means, what would happen if the entire grace of Devi is achieved? Such a person will never be living in the world, because he will ever be immersed in Devi. Such a person will be ever liberated. He will be a Jivan Mukta if a person is able to apprehend the ever-present grace of Devi. So it's also another concept that we should always remember, that grace of God is not something which is not present now, and we have to make it present by doing sadhana, etc. Grace of God is like sun, like the Surya, which is always there. It is ever present. But as Amma says beautifully, that if we sit inside our house, closing the doors and windows, and then say that sun is partial, sun. And also some people might say sun itself is not there because I am not getting sunlight. That is utterly wrong, because sunlight is always there. But if we sit inside our house closing the doors and windows, then we will not be able to apprehend the ever-present sunlight. Similarly, grace of God is always there. God is impartial. He is waiting. ഒരു പോലെ കണ്ണടച്ചിടില്ല മാധവൻ കരയാതിരിക്കില്ല നമ്മയോർത്ത്. So Amma, in one of Amma's bhajan, Amma says, Urupole kannadachidilla Madhavan. Madhavan, Krishna, even when we are sleeping, Krishna is wide awake. He doesn't close his eyes even for a second. This is the Krishna that is mentioned here is either Ishvara or one's own self, Atman. It is always present. It is always wide awake even when we are sleeping. And Karayadirikilla Nammayorthu, he will be crying, waiting for us to see him, to realize him. So Ishvara is impartial. He wants all of his children to realize their very nature of Ishvara. But like the grace of Ishvara, like Ishvara is always present. But if we close our heart, if we don't open our heart through devotion and knowledge, we'll not be able to apprehend the ever-present grace of God. Therefore, it will be fault on our side to tell that grace of Ishvara is not there. He is not showing grace onto me. Grace is always there, but our hearts are closed now. We have to open it. We have to open it, thereby making us apprehend the ever-present grace of God. So grace, we have to always remember that grace or Ishvara Kadaksham Kripa is always there. We just have to make ourselves eligible to apprehend it, so that once we become eligible, we'll be able to apprehend it fully. But even if we are not eligible, we are not opening our hearts fully yet, for a person who is devoted at least to an extent, he will get a little bit of Devi's grace, and that is enough to delude all the people in the world. So this raga, this shloka is sung in the raga Malayamarutam. So there is a, and the verse itself contains the word Malayamarutam, but the raga is called Malayamarutam. It's a popular raga, though I don't remember any songs except one or two of Amma's songs. I'm not very sure about those as well. So the shloka goes like this. Danur paushpam maurvi madukaramai pancha vishika Vasanta Samanto Malaya Marutayodhana Rataha Tatapyeka Sarvam Himagiri Sute Kama Vigripam Apangate labdva jagadidamanango vijayate. I'm not so good a singer, so the briga and all would not be that correct. The shloka's meaning goes like this. It speaks about how, as I said, it speaks about how Kamadeva works, what are his instruments, and then speaks about how he gets the power to delude people. Danuhu paushpam, the danus, as I said, Kamadeva bestows his arrows upon people in the world, and once the arrows hit the people in the world, then they get deluded. So danus, the bow that Kamadeva uses, is paushpam. It is made of pushpa. It is made of various flowers. Maurvi madukaramayi. Maurvi means the string of the bow. That is madukaramayi. It is made up of bees. Bees are the string that he has, that his bow has. And pancha vishika. So the five arrows that he has five arrows. So he has five arrows denoting the, we can say denoting the panchatanmatras, we can say. So he has only five panchavishikas. He has five arrows. Vasantaha samanto. Samantaha. Samantaha means his helper. Helper for him. That person or that, we can call in current day terminology an assistant. So the assistant who helps out Kamadeva is Vasantaha. Vasantaha is the Vasanta Ritu. And Ayodhana Rataha. Rataha, we know the chariot. Ayodhana Rataha. That means the ratam that which he uses for yuddham, for fighting people in the world. Fighting means like he is fighting in order to delude people. So his ratam is Malaya Marudam. Malaya Marudam means, it means air. Air or Vayu. Malaya Marudam is a very common word. So Malaya Marudam means Vayu. So Vayu is his chariot. His chariot is Vayu. His assistant is Vasantam or Vasantarutu. And his the equipment that he uses is dhanus, is made up, the bow is made up of flowers, the string in the bow is made up of bees, and he has five arrows which are also made up of flowers. Tatapi, though he has such good equipments, these equipments with in maybe with respect to the current day instruments as well as weapons that are available, these may not seem to be really good. But if we really analyze all whatever he has, the equipment that he has is really good. Tatapi, still, Himagiri Sute, Himagiri Sute means the daughter of Himavan. So the daughter of the person ruling the Himalayam, that is, he is called Himavan, or him, that's the king who rules Himalayam. And Devi was born, as I've already told you the aitihyam for that. So Himagiri Sute, O daughter of Himavan, he, like tatapi, still, it is Kripam. Kripam means Te Kripam. So Kripam Apangat Te. So Te Apangat Kripam. Te, your Kripam, your compassion, your grace. Apangat. Apangat means side glance. So it, in Tamil it is called Kadai Kan Parvai. It's, that's what I said, like Shankara introduces a new thing. So it's side glance, the grace by the side glance of Devi. Kamapi. Kamapi means very little. So very little Te Apangat Kripam, your side glance grace. Because of that, Ekaha. Ekaha means one alone. Kamadeva is one alone. He is single. He has a supporter, he has a helper, but he is one alone. Jagat Idam. Jagat idam, idam jagat sarvam, the entire world. Vijayate, wins over the entire world. Who? Anangaha. Ananga is another word for Kamadeva. Probably angam means a body part, anangaha means without an angam. Kamadeva is a person who is without, as I said, like he was burnt and given rebirth by Devi, yet he has no form. Therefore he is called anangaha. Angaha means body part. Anangaha, without any body part, that means without any body. So Anangaha, Kamadeva, who has a great equipment, lot of equipments for his war, towards war against the people of the world, and his aim, his goal being deluding people into Maya, into Kamam. He, by your very minimal Kamapi, very minimal side glance, he gains the strength to win over the entire world. So that means Devi's grace alone is responsible for making Kamadeva or Manmatha fight against the entire world, still winning over all the people in the world. So side glance or Kadaikan Parvai is something which I may be wrong, but I haven't heard that for any other Devatas. It's only for Devi. So it is called side glance. If we analyze various photos of Amma, in some we can see that she gives a side glance, and it is side glance. Though Shankara here is saying Kamapi, very little side glance. Side glance is considered to be more powerful than the straight glance. So all the Devatas have straight glance, whereas Devi has side glance as well. It is also considered an aitihyam, or it is considered by Shaktas that side glance of Devi is more powerful than straight glance. Considering that, okay, let's say four people are there in the room, and one person sees another person straight. So that is normal thing. But consider that a person sees another person through a side glance. Then that means he is more interested in the person. So that is what's the essence of side glance. We know what it really means. And at times we can also see that people who love children, they give a side glance. They will be sitting in the side, and when the child looks at them, then they will give a slight side glance. It happens the other way as well. We can see children always giving all sorts of glances. So if we analyze or see or observe a child, then we can clearly find these the various types of glances that we get. If the child is seeing a new person or a person it likes, then it will at times give a side glance. But it is aitihyam that Devi's side glance, it's more powerful than the straight glance, because Devi bestows her side glance only for people who are capable of it, who are really devoted. Again, here it whenever we use, or Vedanta uses the term that whenever a person is capable, that doesn't mean that Devi doesn't bestow side glance on everybody. It only means that it is bestowed on people who have opened their heart, who are capable of apprehending it. It's always there, but some people alone are capable of apprehending it. Therefore, they alone see it. So, as is the mind, so the vision. So, whatever we see depends on what is there in our mind. So for people who are devoted, they will be able to see Devi in her real form. People who are not devoted, their mind is tainted. Therefore, they will not be able to see Devi as such. But Kadaikan Parvai is something that Shankara introduces here. And that is something very different for Devi alone. All gods have only normal glance, whereas Devi alone has a side glance, and that side glance of Devi is considered to be really good. So if we go and meet Amma, and Amma bestows a side glance on her, on us, like it's not a direct glance, but she looks at us as if she is sitting in the side and seeing to her left or right, rolling her eyes to a particular side alone, then that is considered to be better, that is considered to be great. That is considered to be to mean that Amma or Devi is really interested in us. That means Devi has taken care of our good and bad. Like Krishna says, Ananyas Chintayantoma Ye Jana Paryupasate Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. So Krishna says, Ananyas Chintayantoma. Those people who do ananya bhajanam in me. Ananya means without any other thought. That means they are always focused on me, focused on Ishvara. They are ever contemplating on Ishvara, whatever be the action that they are doing. Whether it is walking, or whether it is dreaming, whether it is talking, whether eating, all the while they are ever focused in me. So ananyas chintayantoma ye janaha paryupasade, those people who worship me. Paryupasate is another adjective that Krishna uses, similar to ananyaha. Ananya bhajana means without any other thought, means always having the thought of Ishvara. Pariupasana means, pari means surrounding. Upasana means worshipping. So worshipping Ishvara all around us. That means wherever we are worshipping Ishvara. That means we are always worshipping. At all times we are worshipping. We are always remembering Ishvara as well as worshipping. What is worship? Worship is always having the knowledge that Sarvam Brahmamayam, knowing that everything is Brahman alone, everything is Devi alone, and thereby offering all actions to Devi. Yadyat karma karomi tattat akilam shambho tava aradhanam karomi yadyat sakalam parasnai narayana yeti samarpayami. Offering all actions to Devi, that is real, that is pariyupasana, that is worshipping always. So such a person who has ananya bhajanam and who is worshipping me always at all times, tesham nitya abhiyuktanam, tesham there, nitya abhiyuktanam, of such people who are ever focused on me, nitya abhiyuktam, whose mind is always focused or concentrated on me, yogakshemam vahami aham, aham yogakshemam vahami, I take care, vahami, I take care of their yoga and kshemam. Yoga means like their good fruits, kshemam means their well-being. So in all ways, I take care of them. That's the reason why Krishna at the end of Gita says that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchah. Sarva dharman parityajya, renounce all dharmas. Whatever has been defined in the world, whatever is defined as both dharma as well as adharma, renounce everything. If I renounce everything, then what will remain behind? After renouncing everything, mam ekam sharanam braja, take refuge in mam ekam, in me alone. Aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami, I will liberate you from all sins. Ma shuchah, do not worry. That means there should be an all actions, everything should be renounced for Ishvara. So Ishvara is, Ishvara's grace, we can become capable of apprehending Ishvara's grace only if we have surrendered to Ishvara and we have renounced everything. Renouncing or sannyasam is internal sannyasam, internal renunciation of the karta, doership as well as the fruit or phalam. When we do that, then we are the real sannyasi. So sannyasam is not only for people who have taken the path of sannyasam, but it is also for people who are living in the world. Any person who wants Devi's side glance, who wants to have Devi's side glance, see Devi's, apprehend Devi's grace, and thereby be able to win over the entire world, such a person, such a person has to surrender completely. Such a person needs to take into internal sannyasam. And Kamadeva being able to, Kamadeva is able to get over, Kamadeva is able to conquer the entire world because of Devi's side glance. He became capable of Devi's side glance because he was devoted to Devi. He had real devotion, which is offering everything unto Ishvara, offering everything unto Devi. Devi alone is here and I am offering everything to Devi. That's the reason why Kamadeva was able to win over the entire world. And winning over the world is a symbolic way of telling that a person will get realized. Winning over the world is the bondage. The world is that which stands between us and realization. Realization is knowing that Jagat Mithya, Mithya Jagat Adhishtanaye Namaha. O Devi, who are Adhishtanam, substratum for the Mithya Jagat, for the illusory world. So, conquering the world, winning over the world is knowing the world to be an illusion, thereby realizing our own nature of Brahman, our own nature of that Devi who alone is present here. And that can be achieved through the side glance of Devi. And side glance of Devi can be achieved only through being focused on Devi, being devoted to Devi, having internal sannyasam towards Devi. And that is what is to be aspired through learning of Saundari Lahari, which speaks about the power and the grace of Devi. So side grace of Devi is something which will give us liberation by crossing over the ocean of samsara characterized by the world. And that can be, if one manmatha can achieve it, then we can also achieve it. But in order to achieve it, we'll have to learn about Devi, learn about Saundari Lahari, learn about Lalita Sahasranama, and be totally devoted to Devi in the right way. We'll continue tomorrow.